und Abend haben. And how can we get the mercy, blessings of the Vaishnavas? Therefore, the Shastra is enjoined. The Shravan Kirtan is the root. If Shravan Kirtan, the Bhaktas, their glories is done, then very quickly his sadhana will bear fruit and he'll advance. So yesterday we heard that it shows the Avirbhavatiti of Advaita Acharya, Advaita Saptami, Makar Saptami, Rakta Saptami, Arogya Saptami, this Maghi Saptami, Shukla Saptami has many glories. So in Advaita Acharya, appeared as Kamalaksha, the son of Kubir, Pandit and Navadevi. Then Haridas Tagore and all the other bhaktas, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Vidyapati, Lakshmipati Tirtha, they all started coming to meet him. And Advaita Acharya, after Shantipur, he went on pilgrimage everywhere. And all, he went to pilgrimage places all over India. Then he came to Vrindavan. And then Vrindavan, he saw that, he saw in Vrindavan that Madhavendra Puri's disciples were found everywhere. See this beach of Bhakti Lata, this seed. Pure Bhakti, Madhavendra Puri gave to so many who spread out all over India. Spread all over India and preaching and propagating Shuddha Bhakti. So he came to India, he came to Vrindavan, then they started doing this Charasi Ghosh, regimental parikrama. And he started wandering everywhere and he came to Mathura. And there he had darshan of Madan Gopal. When the Chaturvedi, Dvivedi, Trivedis are, and all the Brahmins, they should like him so much. Because the nature of the Brahmins is that for Bhagavan's Katha Kirtan, they have this natural tendency for Katha Kirtan. Advaita Acharya, when you go to any place, then without Bhagavad Katha Kirtan, without the Shuddha Bhakti, without the worship of Shuddha Bhakti, not do anything else. So by this, being very influenced by this, all the people there, they gave him this deity of Shri Madan Gopal. So when he came to Vrindavan, nearby, if you see near Madan Mohan temple, this is Advaita Vat. Where Advaita Acharya, he gave the deities to some Vrajavasis. He taught them how to worship Radha Madan Gopal. And then he taught them how to worship them. So this Vaidhi Archan Mark, Mantra Upasan, and the Sarasiki Upasan. This is according to Rag Mark, Premai Seva. So one doesn't have this prem, priti, love, then there's no rasa in this dry piece of wood. Then who will accept this? Only following rules, you're opening a temple and closing the temple, locking it. Oh, the deities will run away, then what will happen? Deities cannot protect themselves. And if I don't offer puja, then what will happen? Therefore, whatever I do, I should do. So Premi Bhaktas are not like that. Ragmarg Pasaks, worship of Ragmarg, worship according to Ragmarg. It's not done like this. So Advaita Acharya, he start this seva of Madan Gopal and Bharat. So when he was doing Vrajamandal Parikrama, then at that time, it was the empire of the Mughals. If the Mughals would say that if anyone would propagate Sanatana Dharma, then immediately they'll attack and they'll take their caste away, convert them to Islam. Advaita Acharya, he saw it is Kali Yuga. And in Kali Yuga, all these Mughals, Pathans, all these people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, people from everywhere came. And they came from Portugal, they came from everywhere. They destroyed all the temples, they pillaged, plundered India. They either killed all the sadhus, the Brahmins, or they converted them. And everywhere they built masjids, they did many things. You see, they put loudspeakers everywhere in the mosques. And then they say, the Muslims, wherever they come, they arrange everything for them. So they did many things. No one could play the tilak, no one could play the gantash, conch, put tilak on, nothing. So Rajawasi said, you are giving us Madan Gopal. But you are the super soul in everyone's hearts. No one can say anything to you, but we cannot serve Madan Gopal. Because we have no faith that he will save us, because we have no samanda with him. So then he took Madan Gopal, then he went to another place. Wherever he'd go, he'd stay the night there. Then he'd offer Bhoga to Madan Gopal to Katha Kirtan. So he came to Shantipur then. When he came to Shantipur, then everyone found out. They came to receive Advaita Acharya. So Madan Gopal, every day, his Katha Kirtan Upasana would go on. Mahaprasad arranged, because it was his desire that everything should manifest. And when he saw the situation, and he asked Madan Gopal that how can the Kaliyata Jivas be benefited, and how can this Sanatana Dharma be protected by these other means, bad dharmas who don't follow Dharma? So Madan Gopal, he said, all right, let's go to the banks of the Ganga, where there are 9 islands. There, you make this ashram. All the bhaktas will come, and I say you can engage in Bhagavad Katha Kirtan with all the bhaktas, and you can preach, propagate. And Advaita Acharya, Prabhu, he left everything and he came to Navadvip Mayapur. He made his place there. He made a nice Tulsi garden, because in Navadvip Dham there is no need to even sow seeds. No need to sow anything there, because land is very fertile. Because Ganga is flowing there. So anything you sow automatically, the land automatically gives so many different kinds of crops there. Dham is like that. Chintamani Swarup. Jaino Dipanavata Pradipa Sampashandaka Jaika Simha Shri Krishna Chapa Nari Jivan Buddhir Bhagavan Murari. The Bhagavan himself. Why does he like this Navadvip Dham so much? When Srimati Radharani saw Braj, in this Panchayati Rasi, even the Shandadasa Sakya Vatsalya Madhurya, they're all here in Braj. Krishna is the Lord of everyone here. He likes everyone, everyone likes him. But here in Braj, there is no speciality of Shringar Ras, Madhur Ras. Because Krishna, he goes anywhere where his bhaktas call him. Everyone has his sevadikar. Radharani said, I'll manifest a dham. No, I'll not look towards Krishna. If he wants, he can come up. First, she manifested Radha Kund. Then this place Javat. Then Barsana Shivanupur. Then Rangiri, Chikshavali, Sunera, Kamai Karela, Devra. Many beautiful places, but still Krishna, what does he do there? He doesn't like nice basmati rice. He likes mixing everything. And similarly, mixes the other rasas also with this madhuri ras. He wants Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, everything. Not just madhuri. Nanda, Yashoda, present Upananda, Sunanda. Will Radharani go sit next to Krishna and speak to him? And if Krishna comes to Javat, then he cannot speak openly also. He has to hide himself. He has to change his appearance. And even if he goes in the forest to meet the gopis, then the Sakas is there. Maldev is there. So how can he freely meet Radhika? So one who doesn't know his Rasa Vasishta, speciality of Rasa, then he'll always engage in Rasa Vas. He's defeated by mundane speculation. So Radharani said, now I'll go to such a place where except for my Sakis and Manjaris, no one can enter. Like Nisha Thakur in Kailash, once Parvati, she prayed to Shivji. He's always absorbed in meditation, what should I do? He said, so many Gandharvas, Karnar, Banar, Rakshas, Chaksha, they're always trying to enter here. So what should I do? How can I protect this place? Then she said, anyone who enters here, they'll all become women. They'll no longer stay as men. If anyone enter once, then now won't be one single male. Everyone will turn to female. What does he see? His demon Bomasur. He worships Shivji and then he asks for a blessing. He said, anyone who I keep my hand on, that person will die. And he found such austerities. Shivji had to give him this blessing. Then he said, now I want to examine. I want to see if this blessing is true or not. Why? Because he was attracted to Parvati. And he was thinking, if I kill Shri Thakur, then I can run away with Parvati. Like Ravan wanted to kill Ram and take Sita away. Because she is Shakti Swarupini. If I take the Shakti away, then I get all the potency of Shaktiman. And I'll be immortal. So the demons are always like this. You see in Braj also, I say, demons who tell Kansa, oh, Vishwanu Maharaj Nanda, they're very weak. They don't have anything, they only have sticks. So Radharani and all the Sakis will bring all of them here. And then we'll sell all of them here in Mathura. Because then you can enjoy nicely after killing Krishna. Then Radharani said, once Drumil, he attacked. Shri Radharani is going to Nandagao 3 o'clock in the morning with her Sakis. Then Drumil, he caused a great storm. He uprooted many trees, started throwing many stones, so much dust started blowing in everyone's face. Then all steal Radharani and go away. And Radharani said, alright. Then she took one of her bangles. And she threw it at Drumil. Drumil died. in Drumil, he became a ghost, and then he came to Kansa in Mathura. And Kansa was sleeping, it's a, and he assumed a very fearsome form. It's covered by blood, sweat. His body was all broken in many places. He said, "No, Kansa, I'm your father. I form my Shraddha. Now I'm become a ghost. I become a ghost now." So then, if Radharani herself had killed him, then how did he become a ghost? Because he was so fallen, but he had this tendency to enjoy everything that he saw. You see, therefore he had to suffer like this. Because he had this tendency to even enjoy. Therefore he cannot eat, drink, he cannot sleep, he cannot do anything. He has no body, so he's suffering. Suffering so much. I cannot be free from this suffering. So he told Kansa, offer my Shraddha. And Kansa was thinking, am I seeing a dream or what? Then again he was standing in front of Kansa. And Kansa took a sword and he told his mother, he asked his mother, who is my father? Is Ugrasen or someone else? Ultimately I'll kill you, he said. He said, what can I do? I was a woman. I was with my friends. I was wandering with them in the morning. I don't know from where he came. And then he, how can I protect myself? And then you were born. Because he, so then Kansa then he realized, oh, I'm not the son of Ugrasen. Then he found the Shad for Drumil, then he put Ugrasen in prison. Sursen, Devak, he put all of them in prison. The others, Prishnil, Bojandak, all of them. He imprisoned all of them. This very dark prisons, saying you suffer when you die. So at that time, okay, he became friends with all the demons, then he became the king of Mathura. Because you see, demons really like mixing with demons. In astrology, it is said that if one is a demon, then he'll never mix with human beings. Because then he'll eat the human beings then. He'll fight with the devatas. Sometimes the devatas win, sometimes the demons win. But if Rakshas meets with another Rakshas, then they'll become good friends. So I've seen. Now also I'm seeing by my own eyes what happens when one Rakshasa meets another Rakshas. I say, Adita Chari took Madan Gopal and he went. Now Radharani, she took all her sakis and manjaris and she made her place here in Navadvip. And she gave each island to one of her sakis. Radharani's island is in the middle. Four islands are on the west side, four islands on the east side. In the middle is Ratatouille, Radhavan, Antardeep, Brahmapur, Gopalpur. Brahma informed so many austerities here to receive the mercy of Radharani. So he said, alright, let's go there. So Shiv Thakur, he said, Shiv Thakur, she appears the sindur on the parting of her hair. She takes this dust of Mayapur on the parting of her hair. Therefore the place became known as Simantadweep. She, Parvati, she is known as Simantini Devi there. This dust on the parting of her hair. And Shiv Thakur himself, he came and started worshipping Bhagavan there. Say Madan Gopal, his worship was conducted there. Say they all follow the Srimati Radhika, one point follows the Srimati Radhika. Krishna, he went to Dwarka. Srimati Radharani, she came and She started staying in Navadvip. The time she saw then Braj, Krishna left his Vamsi, lift his beak off her, and slowly see Yamuna and Saraswati, they mix at Prayag and they come in one stream. So Krishna is Vamsi, Murali, Venu, Rangini, Moini, Yogini, all these different flutes. So then Krishna, he took all the flutes and left it in the Yamuna. And Yamuna, she mixed with the Ganga and she proceeded towards Navadvip Mayapur. And then these flutes are thinking, oh, if I go to the ocean, I'll be immersed in the ocean. So then, and the flute was thinking, if I was not with Krishna, then no one would have renounced me. Because I was Krishna, Krishna, he left me. If I was with Radharani, then Radharani would have never left me. Because Radharani never leaves anyone. Krishna, Radharani stole the Vamsi so many times. But Krishna, anyhow, he begged Radharani, quarrel with her, and he take the Vamsi back from her. The Vamsi wants to be with Srimati Radhika. But Krishna takes him away every time. And Krishna, even when he went to Mathura and Dwaraka, he left his Vamsi, Venu, Murali, Rangini, Yogini, Mohini, yes, all these different flutes, but he left all of them in Braj. He never took them with him to Mathura and Dwaraka. And even he left his Natavar Vesh, his turban in Vrindavan. He was wearing his golden crown in Dwaraka, dressed as a king there, wearing jewels. All these flutes, they were very sad. Then Radharani, she took all these flutes away. And then she kept them near her. She gave them shelter. So Madan Gopali said, I'm very shy. How can I go there? I'm not. Because I left Braj. I left everything. Whatever gift I received, I didn't keep with me. Because staying with all these jewels and ornaments, my heart has also become very hardened. You stay with stones, then your heart will become like stone. You stay with flowers, then your heart will also be like a flower, very fragrant, beautiful, humble. So going to association, one's heart becomes like that. Then Madan Gopal, he told Adaita Prabhu, no, take me there. Navadvip. And Advaita Acharya, when he came to Radhavan, Antardeep, Yukpit, then every day he'd go bathe in the Ganga. And all the bhaktas during Brahma Murta, they'd meet there in Shiva Sangan. And there was one flower there. The flower was very big. It's Kunda flowers. Even if 1,000 people would pick these flowers, still the tree would have so many flowers. Never be depleted. They say they come to collect flowers from there. Let's be karigatha to each other. And Advaita Acharya, he discuss his katha there under the shade of that tree. So Advaita Acharya, he performs such tapasya. Every day he'd offer tulsi and chandan to Saligram, and then he'd offer tulsi to Gangaji. And Sachi Mata, she in her Jagannath Mishra Sachi Mata's house was on the upper side. And the pond was down. So they say the flow of the Ganga will go down. But when Gangaji would offer these tulsi leaves in Chandan, then these leaves would go upstream. Rather than going downstream, these leaves would go upstream. Sachi Mata, every day she'd bathe there in the Ganga. She bring Ganga water bath for cooking, archan, cooking, worshipping the Shaligram Shila. You see, in our own lives, we never saw this boring and water. We'd get water from the river. In some villages they be on boats. You see, those of low caste, they had a different well. You see, everyone had their own ponds or the water of the Ganga. No use water from any other place. And when we came to Mathura, water of the Yamuna was so nice. And we used the water for cooking, cleaning, Thakurji's archan, everything. No use any other kind of water. There was a well nearby, bring the water from the well. And then cooking would be so nice with such water, sweet water. So finally, before it was like this. So Chidivi, every day she'd go bathe. This tulsi anyhow would go upstream and these leaves would do parikrama of Sachidevi and they'd be stuck to her cloth. She'd try making these tulsi leaves go away, but still they'd be stuck to her cloth. When Sachimata's father, Nilambar Chakravarti, he had his house near Balal Diki. He was a very great astrologer, king of all astrologers. Then she went and asked him, "Oh father, who is this yogi? Very effulgent, long, tall. He has so many followers. All day and night he's speaking Harikatha, Kirtan. Everyone, they're all his followers. No one's scared of him because he's so great. He is worships Tulsi Devi. And then all those leaves that he offers, they come upstream. And when I bathe in the Ganga, they do my parikrama and they get stuck to my cloth. This way, I had nine daughters, they all died. Now I have this one boy in my stomach, this baby. But these leaves, no, they're getting stuck to my stomach, no. So what should I do now?" Then Nilambar Chakravarti said, "All right." Then he said, "Oh, don't worry. What has happened has happened. No. This baby that was going to be born to you, he'll be a Mahapurush. And this yogi is offering Chandan Tulsi. He's not ordinary. He's very qualified. He does puja. He's always seeing. And he was offering. Bhagavan, he accepts everything that he has to offer. And when he roars very loudly, he says, I'm a Advaita. If I can bring Prabhu to this world, then I'll be known as Advaita Singha. Line like Advaita. So he will roar loudly. That even the entire universe was trembling. See, the sound of the thunderbolt is very scary. But his roaring wouldn't scare anyone. But his roaring would penetrate the entire universe. Touch everyone's hearts. Sese, Hussain, Shapachesha, Kaziuzi, all of them, they are also very scared of Advaita Acharya. Just by listening to him roaring. Ever since he came from Shantipur, no one could say anything. They're very silent. And Shivas Pandit and all his four brothers, they'd be doing Kirtan day and night. So the Brahmin boys, the Brahmins are thinking, all day, all night he's doing Kirtan, Hari's resting. And he's, if Hari's awoken, then he'll cause a Mahapralaya. And Shayan Ekadashi is resting. And he doesn't let her sleep. He doesn't let Shri Hari sleep. Is Hari deaf? Can he not listen to such kirtan? Chant slowly. Why so loudly? He should do kirtan the whole night. Calls up saras in the night. He's dancing and singing with them. Enjoying. And take his house and throw it inside the Ganga. Thinking he cannot do anything. Then they bought meat. Alcohol, so many things, kept it near his room, house. Then everyone went and complained. The Muslims went and complained to the Qazi. Saying, oh, The Hindus also had a complaint saying, oh, we only worship Durgadevi for 9 days, 9 nights. But he is worshipping Srihari whole year. So must do something. So then they became ready to attack. And Adaita, he told Srivas, don't worry. No, I'll invite Prabhu now to appear among us. And when Prabhu appears, then the messages will not remain anymore. Prabhu will change everyone's hearts. Call him here. So then Adaita Acharya was roaring. So first Vishwaro Prabhu, he came. And when Vishwaro Prabhu came, then from his very childhood, he'd only be with Adaita Acharya. Because Adaita Bhavan was right near Jagannath Mishra's house. And he would never play with the other boys. All day he'd only be with Adaita. And Siddhartha Rani, she would feed him, look after him, like he was her own son. Then he would hear the Bhagavad Gita from Adaita Acharya. Then he would start speaking on the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone was happy listening to him speak. He forgot all the difficulties, poverty, just based Divya Darshan. Then, after some time, when Mahaprabhu came, this Falguni Purnima, then automatically all the instruments start sounding on their own, start playing on their own. And there's a lunar eclipse also. Everyone was there to bathe in the Ganga. And everyone was chanting Harinam. And Jitanu Jitanu Mohi Vihunkare. He said, now I've won, now I've conquered Prabhu. I said, oh, it's a Mahaprabhu going on. Maybe this world will be destroyed by this eclipse. But they listened to him do kirtan, everyone bathed in the Ganga, and they all started running. They all, where were they going, all of them? No one even knew where they were going. They were just following each other. They were all going to the house of Jagannath Mishra. They all came there. See, big kirtan group came there. Those who didn't know how to sing, dance, they all started dancing on their own. Now, Jagadhi Thakur, he says, then, you see, sometimes you use knives to cut the crops from the fields. So then they use these big knives, sickles, to make kartals. And they started using these kartals to make kirtan. So then everyone started getting kathas, shankar, mridangas, and everyone started doing kirtan. Everyone became kirtaniyas. Even those who could not speak any words, they also started doing kirtan. Then Adaita Prabhu, he was seeing where are all these people coming from? Then he came to see the Thakurani. Then Jagannath Mishra's Bhavan, Sachidevi, maybe she has given birth to Bhagavan himself. So take all these gifts and go give all these gifts to her. Darshan of her baby. But he didn't go himself. And when he met the bhaktas in the morning, he said, Madan Gopal has come. Now, Madan Gopal was very shy. I cannot hide my black form. Now he hid his black form. Antar Krishna Bahir Gaur. So in this way, now he hid his Krishna Swarup within him and he took the complexion of Srimati Radhika. With her mood and complexion, he appeared and he's always chanting Krishna Nam. When he took birth, then Jiva Goswami is written. And Krishna took birth in Gokul. Then he wasn't crying like an ordinary baby. He himself was chanting Omkar. He himself was chanting Om and he was paying all of the chant Om and he initiated everyone there. And when Mahaprabhu came, As soon as he appeared, everyone started chanting the Maha Mantra. And Mahaprabhu became very happy, he was smiling. And then they say, see, if you bring ornaments to a jeweler, what will he do? He'll make many crowns, bangles, ornaments, rings, he'll make so many things, ankle bells, waist bells. And he gives it. So when you come to Mahaprabhu with Maha Mantra, and Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He gave them, he inspired them to do Prem Naam Sankirtan. He said, if you chant Naam, then I'll give you this Bhagavat Prem, a Prakrit Prem. You say, this is Naam Avatar and Prem Avatar. He came in this Naam, and they say, this entire store became full of Prem. Everyone was chanting Naam completely. They were chanting Naam continuously. So they changed within minutes. They didn't have to say that you'll have to do Kirtan. Chanari Naam. There's no need to say anything. Just by saying, automatically this Kirtan started. They say all the devatas, everyone came to have darshan of this baby. Sachidevi was saying, there's no one here. She was saying, this boy, he cannot even move. But who is coming here inside the house? Seeing so many shadows here. So I'm thinking maybe they're ghosts or demons trying to disturb us. So she called Nilambar Chakravarti. Then she said, oh, chant some mantras, some rakshakavach for this boy's protection. Or else this Jatadari, this boy, he's doing all these things. Tantra Mantra, he took one Zara mine away, maybe he'll take this boy away as well. This is Tantric Yogi. And Nilambar Chakravarti, he was smiling. And he was saying that he's Vishwavijay. He won't stay with anyone. He doesn't belong to anyone. He belongs to everyone. Not just to one particular father, mother. So then Advaita Acharya, his Vishwarup would be with him. Sachidevi should say, oh Nimai, go bring your elder brother here. He's not eaten anything now. Then anyhow Nimai would go to Advaita's house and he'd bring his brother, elder brother Vishwarup. Saying, brother, come, mother is calling you. And Advaita Prabhu, he was saying everything. Advaita Acharya also was thinking that I've never fallen into illusion seeing any boy. See, no one's beauty has ever attracted me, but this boy is so beautiful. I cannot take my eyes off him. Surely he must be someone extraordinary. Mahapurush. Say, he could not even meditate. Whenever he'd see Madan Gopal, then he'd see this Madan Gopal as that boy, as Nimai. And sometimes he'd see Nimai as Madan Gopal. See him as Vishwambar, Gauranga. Because he has the complexion of Radhika's limbs. He's taken her complexion. But inside is Madan Gopal. So he was thinking, I should wait for some time. So I should wait for some time. I won't do anything independently. As long as I haven't received this order, I will not do anything. If I do something, then I cannot benefit the world. According to the order, I should do. According to this order, I will preach. And until then, I will wait. Therefore, this Gita Bhagavad Veda Puran, he started doing this Kirtan. Say, do Kirtan. And when Mahaprabhu became a little more older, then this Taitik Vipra came, Ishar Puri came, Madhavendra Puri himself came. He stayed in Advait Bhavan. Gave Mantra Diksha. Sachidevi, she invited Madhavendra Puri for Prasad. এবং আদিত্য প্রভু শান্তিপুর, মাধবেন্দ্রপুরি অলসো কেম দেয়ার। Then, when he came to Shantipur, to Adita's house, and the prasad that I honored there, the same prasad. Also, I know I'm honoring prasad here in Jagannath Mishra's house, cooked by Sachidevi. So you see, the prasad that I've honored at these two places has such akarshan shakti. Now, I don't feel like leaving Navadip and going anywhere else. In Navadip, there's a rule. You should at least stay for 3 days, 3 nights. It's the most important tirtha in Kali Yuga. And one achieves all kinds of siddhi by staying there in Navadip. But if one wants prema bhakti, then even if you go anywhere else, you will not get. If Navadip you desire, then eventually you'll have to come to Braj. You'll have to go to Jagannath Puri also. If you want anything else also, you'll get that. But this Prima Bhakti, Braja Bhakti, for that, Madhavendra Puri, he told Advaita Prabhu. Here, this is the place of the worship of Bhagavan's Sarup Shakti. So if you want to worship, worship under the anugatha of the Sakis and Manjaris, with the mercy of Radharani. Natyan Braj. Nitya Seva, Nitya Seva Adhikar. Then he started describing everything. Mahaprabhu, he was a small boy, he was listening to everything. He was thinking, I also have this desire to taste this Premras. Premras Nivyas Kuridasan Raghman Kuridhi Raghman Loke Kuridhi Pracharan Edukari Etu Nilarutkam. So, I could have released this Premras in Shetadvip. But how can I propagate this Raghbhakti? This is Ragmaya Bhakti, Braj Bhakti. Teach everyone this on Ragmaya Upasana, Braj Upasana. Without this, one cannot enter into Braj, attain Braj Seva. So then Madhavendra Puri, he said, that from here we'll propagate this Braj Bhakti. Distribute everywhere. So Madhavita Acharya, he prayed to Madhavendra Puri. Meanwhile, Haridas Thakur came. And all the bhaktas, they started coming. And Mahaprabhu, he'd see. Mahaprabhu was very naughty in his childhood. 6-7 hours he'd play in the Ganga. And he'd be splashing water on everyone, sitting on someone's shoulders, and he'd submerge that person in the water. He'd take his Brahmin, some Brahmins would be chanting Gayatri on their threads. Then he would take their water, and then he would spit that water on them, put some water inside their ears. And then as soon as they come out of the Ganga, he'd take some sand and throw it at them on their heads. He'd take their clothes. He'd take the clothes of the woman and he'd put it somewhere else. Close to the men and put it somewhere else. So he troubled everyone when he was a small boy. He'd drag them inside the water. So everyone was very troubled by him. So he said, let's go and complain. So he said, then sometimes they'd even curse Mahaprabhu, may your sansar be destroyed. May you leave Navadip. So naughty, troubling us. You're cursing him so much. Mahaprabhu, he was laughing. He said, oh, this is your fruit of your japatapa. So many years. But your anger is still not gone away. Even now, you see, you're still not let go. You're still not let go of your anger. So Mahaprabhu said, no, I'll continue troubling you so much. Because if I touch your feet, then you'll not change. I'll trouble you so much that you'll be thinking about me 24 hours a day. And eternally thinking about me, you'll never forget me. And then so you forget me, then again I'll trouble you. I'll trouble you so much that you'll never be able to forget me. Then everything will only be for me. Then you'll always remember me and your hearts will become pure. One day they all came to Jagannath Mishra and they said, "Oh Mishra, you're a very simple Brahmin, qualified. But where did this boy come from? Very naughty boy. Whole day is only playing in the Ganga. What if he becomes sick, falls sick? You must give some care. And then see what he's done. He's put water, sand inside our ears. And just see what he's done to our cloth. He dragged us inside the river. Submerged us there. Troubling us so much. Now we can no longer bathe there also. Sometimes we're standing in the water, chanting Gayatri, he takes our Jano Brahman thread, drags us into the water. There's so many, but still he doesn't fear anyone. I don't know from where he comes. So you don't mind. So Jano said, "All right, I'll go correct him." And he took a stick. He said, "No, I'll correct this boy." Then they caught hold of his hand. "Oh, Jano, don't beat your boy. Just an innocent boy, very soft. Don't beat him, just chastise him. Don't beat him. Because if you beat him, then we'll suffer so much also. Because he'll be beaten. But we are only remembering him. We cannot leave him. This way, we are always waiting for him to come to the Ganga every day. You see, the Ganga is so huge there. Why does he only come to this ghat? He can go to another ghat. He only comes to this ghat where we all be. He's troubling us. And you're wearing Mahaprabhu 24 hours a day. You see, and they go back home, they only speak about him. They turn to the Ganga, they only speak about him. They said, "Don't beat him, Jagannath Mishra." So Jagannath Mishra, he was thinking, "What should I do?" And then he said, "Oh my, tell my father, Mahaprabhu said, told his classmates that he's in school." He said, "What Mahaprabhu do? He took another path to his house and he covered himself with some dust, some spots of ink. And then he said, 'Oh, Mata, Sachi Mata, give me some things to worship Ganga.' Then Sachidevi said, 'Oh, so many people came to complain about you. They complained about you to your father.' Then they said, 'They complained about me. I didn't say anything to them. Now I will not leave them,' he said. 'Now I will trouble them even more now because they complained about me.'" That's the kind of Jagannath Mishra says. And then Jagannath Mishra saw his boy. He went and embraced his father. Jagannath Mishra was saying, "What are these people saying? They complain about Nimai. But Nimai just says, cloth is still dirty, he's walked from so far." Then Jagannath Mishra said, "Everyone's complaining that you're only staying in the Ganga for 6 hours. He said, "When did I stay in the Ganga? Just now I asked permission from mother. Give me some oil, something, some things to worship Ganga Devi, some food mala chandan. I'll go bathe there." So I was in school then. How was I staying there in the Ganga? So Adhita Prabhu, he was seeing everything by his own eyes, internally and externally. How? Being absorbed in this dhyan. He was meditating on Prabhu's Leela. Then he was saying, "Oh, I cannot meditate on anyone else. All the Leelas of Mahaprabhu were appearing in his heart." And he was saying, "Just since I've seen him, my mind has changed so much, my mind and heart. No, I cannot meditate on anyone else. Just as you see a lusty man, he's always thinking about woman. Similarly, oh Prabhu, may I always think about you unbroken, in an unbroken way." Once a man sees a woman, whole day is only thinking about her. Oh, he can never forget her. Day and night, she now pervades his entire body. Thoughts of her. And for one who's greedy, he likes wealth. Even if you see, even if money has fallen inside the drain, you take this money by his teeth in his mouth. And even if flies are in sugar or anything, he'll take all the flies out one after another and set it away. So Tulsidas is praying, when can I also be attached to my Ram this way, such as these people are attached to women and wealth? And Sukadeva Goswami also said the same thing. So Adhya Prabhu, he said, Shastras are on one side, but where did this small boy come from? So restless, so naughty, has long eyes. So he steals everyone's hearts away by his smile, by his glance. Now we can no longer take our hearts away from that boy. Whole day and night, eating, sleeping, walking, waking, resting, only thinking about this boy, Nimai. Cannot take him out of our minds. And I meditate on him, then I remember how all the Vrajadevis, Vrajkishoris, they're all giving so many messages, such beautiful instructions. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, if you remember Mahaprabhu, Vrajbhumi, Vrajkishori, Vrajadevis, then these Vrajas Nityasa will appear on its own, in one's heart. Therefore, Gauranam doesn't consider any offense. Just by taking Naam or only one, start beeping so much. But Krishnam, there is consideration of Aparad. There's Naam Aparad Vichar in Krishnam, but in Mahaprabhu's Naam, no such Vichar. Mahaprabhu doesn't, in fact, he gives more mercy to those who are Aparadis. Because the Aparadis cannot do Savan. Those are, Mahaprabhu especially likes those who are useless, wicked. Because he knows that they cannot help themselves. But one who is always, one who say, in Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they especially like those who are very fallen in Kali Yuga. So say, Adhitachar is saying, as soon as I remember this boy, all the years of Rashi appear in my heart. And he's seeing that his Madan Gopal also is very happy. Now we listen tomorrow, or late now. Yeah.